Hello and welcome to Spirit Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. Every week on the show, Mick, my husband's deep trance channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who is a spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. They're an educational group and here to give us knowledge and information we'd possibly never have access to in any other way. And this week's show is our listeners' questions, and if you would like to participate and call us with a question or comment, basically it's not a reading-style show, so there are probably many of those on the wonderful BBS station, but this particular one isn't actually a readings type of question, but if you want to ask a spirit guide a question about anything to do with something that is general that we can all learn from, life, the universe and everything, then obviously we do welcome you to join in, and or if you just want to join in with the conversation that we're having at the time. Anyway, if you'd like to participate, it's toll-free in the US, that's 876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756, and international callers is 001-530-876-3222. If you do want a reading from Gregory, then you can go to our website at www.spirit-teaching.com because he actually does Akashic readings, and you can find out all about that on the website.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery, as well as Spirit's Work on the one ever-present BBS radio, .com every Sunday at 10 a.m. PST, which is 6 p.m. GMT. We have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistsfirst.com every Tuesday at 4 p.m. PST, which is midnight GMT. Now, if you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, as Sylvie said, book an Akashic reading or any of the other services or different kinds of readings that we do, please go visit our websites, which are at www.spirit-teaching.com. And also at www.spiritsworkradio.com. Now, as Sylvie said, I'm a deep trance medium, which means that I'm a pure channel for the spirit world, enabling clear, concise communication from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. In this way, each week on our show, Sylvie has a conversation with our spirit friends so they can give us the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get, hopefully, a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us. When I go into the trance state, I will not know of anything that happens until they bring me back from the spirit world. And that is how it should be, because we wouldn't want thoughts and feelings from my own conscious mind getting in the way of the contact. So that's all I'm going to say for this week. Do have a great show, everyone, and bye for now.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Gregory was asked before his physical life in the early 1700s if he would like to train to be the representative of this educational group who were going to be helping the people of the Earth plane discover a more harmonious way of life. The group wants us to understand the implications, basically, of what we are doing to our planet and to aid us on a road to recovery, and hopefully raise the vibration of the planet in the process by us raising our vibration. So anyway, the group consists of many scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people. And between them, they have vast knowledge and insights to impart to us, helping us to look at the bigger picture of life and explain situations that affect us and our future and the future of the planet. Yes, like I say, if you do, I'm going to just nip back to the Akashic reading situation. We have got some new summer prices for you if you would like one. And basically, in an Akashic reading with Gregory, you will find out things like what soul group you're from, what your gifts of spirit are, who your guides are, who your doorkeeper is, who walks with you, and all sorts of interesting stuff like that. It's a spiritual reading. It's like a life reading, a soul reading, rather than sort of psychic link with sort of love life situations. Although, actually, he can help in that to a certain extent as well. Love life situations and what you're doing with your physical day-to-day material life. And obviously, we have to pair that up with your spiritual energy and hopefully put you onto a journey and a pathway that is relevant to you as a spirit being and a human being. So we look forward to any contact from you. If you would like to ask me any questions about that or any inquiries, then I would be willing to communicate with you on that. Anyway, I do believe Gregory's with us. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, Finn.
Hello.
With love and light and blessings be upon your journey, Finn.
Thank you. Okay, well, we have some questions from Dee, Lorraine, Paul, Sarah, Nina and Sean in the UK. And I forgot to say, actually, if this is something that you would like to do, if you have some questions for us, for Gregory, and you would prefer to send them in on email, then you can do that. I'm keep losing my voice. Instead of maybe, not so keen on phoning in. But anyway, you can do that. You can send an email in to me and I will put them into a show for you. Okay. So, I'm just going to start at the top here.
Please do, Fred.
Okay?
Yeah.
People talk about a movement of change, in particular a date of big change. Some people think that this is already happening. A date is just a date after all. Without a doubt, spiritual souls are feeling the change and finding this transition hard in whichever discipline they are practicing, whether it is clairvoyance, healing, etc., etc. There are some big changes. Can you enlighten us on what exactly is going on?
Yes, absolutely so. And I understand, my dear friend, many people, particularly with their spiritual gifts, in essence, they find that, let's take a case in point then, that sometimes you will have a medium who is used to working in a very consistent way. And then suddenly it's as though the rug has been pulled from under them and all of the situation, the entire situation of their communication suddenly vanishes. And simply what happens is they're left floundering for a few weeks, perhaps maybe not even managing to connect with physical people for a little while, maybe for weeks or even months. That can happen. Simply what happens in this transitory state is that you have to remember that if you are, in a sense, you're like a being in a bubble. The bubble is the world, the earth. And at some times, the measurement of that bubble, in a sense, it's like the sticky viscous fluid on the outside sticks to you and holds you back. And at other times, you find that it runs away with you. And in actual fact, it's like you cannot actually grasp things quick enough. And it's almost as though that the spirit people working with you suddenly change. And a completely different temperament opens up in front of you. Oftentimes, these changes are due to actual ergonomic changes within the group that you may be working with. not forgetting that most people who are clairvoyant, clairsentient, or whatever their gift of spirit is, that they will be working with a group or attached or a part of a other significant whole. This is actually because many people in the spirit world find it much easier to work in a configuration which is of different energies and different souls, quite simply because by doing that, it means that they are able to accommodate many different situations. Whereas otherwise, if you are relying purely upon one being for the entire situation, you are, in a sense, stretching the mold somewhat. It will be, of course, different if, say, for example, you have the situation of Leslie Flint and Mickey, who was his spokesperson, as it were. Their relationship stayed over the entire time of Leslie's whole mediumistic experience. And in actual fact, during that time, it was not that they were going through these kinds of changes. But in actual fact, many of the other energies to which Mickey was referring to and to which others in that spirit team were referring to were changing as Leslie himself had evolved. Similarly, it will be for any of you that the way and rate of your exchange and your energy will differ. And it will differ from one day to another, from one week to another, one month. The whole situation of what you then expect is going to happen in your physical side of life suddenly becomes undone. And you're left holding the baby, as it were, without the bathwater. It appears to be, then, that these struggles simply happen not just because of cycles. Partly they happen because of the work going on within the individual, how that person is going to transcend current situations of energy in flux. On your side of life, don't forget, friend, because it's a physical world, means that the energy will generate faster at one point and slower at another, depending entirely upon the resolution of consciousness and also the resolution of the spirit energy working with that being. The cycles will often change, just as though you were looking at different cogs within a housing of many cogs. You will see that they are moving at different rates when turning a simple spigot. Simply what happens is that some of the cogs' ratios between the turning of one of the largest ones is that other smaller ones turn twice as fast, or even three times as fast. This is simply what is happening within your physical practice and consciousness journey, that as situations and events transpire, it appears that they resonate upon the soul of the individual. This means then that person accelerates their vibration or diminishes it, depending upon whether it's a positive or negative state. It's not to say that all negative states or learning curves are going to be positive. Some are negative. Just because it comes from the spirit world or because it comes from spirit interactivity doesn't mean to say it's always going to be positive.
Some of these changes, though, I'm sure. By the way, I'm sure a lot of spirit workers can, associate with what you're saying. But sometimes the changes in the energy that they're working with actually just bounds along, and it changes for the better, but it's different, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So,
it really accelerates as well.
Yes,
so,
and that's true.
Is that because of, well, it's probably because of a lot of things, but is it because the work that's been done behind the scenes that we can't see actually comes together all of a sudden?
Yes,
and then
of course.
Boom, it can happen. You can pick up what they're trying to give you, and you know, whether it's clairaudient, you know, hearing, seeing or sensing.
Yes, don't forget, friend, that actually what's going on behind the scenes, it's not irrational behavior. It's actually that there are very many experimentations going on between the spirit world within each other, within the situations, the boundaries of what they are able to convey. It's not just a matter of a loved one coming close or anything such as that in order for them to be able to decipher that person's sense, thoughts and feelings and then pass it on to the medium. Of course, it's because of the fact that everyone works differently on the physical side of life and likewise in the spirit world. It then means that whatever your conscious journey is going to be, however you have come to this present situation of knowing, it will be that the whole continuum of energy from the spirit world will change as well. Not necessarily in unison with your changes, but sometimes will happen in spite of you, as I say, because chemical reactions or because of actual experiments which have been undertaken within the spirit world and then are formulated and come together all at once as though. And then oftentimes what happens is that people think that it was something that they did. And of course, they will actually look back and through their life, perhaps to the last few days or something, and then struggle to empathize with what it was that they did in order to bring it about.
Yes.
And so it may not necessarily be, dear friends, that the changes that you experience or the situations of value that you create within your experiences of mediumistic skill are not necessarily going to be the hub of why your mediumistic skill changes. It may be that it is some other situation, combination of energy and of experimentation taking place in the spirit world, which then comes together and it works. Now that may then infer that for some people, they don't actually know what has happened or why it's happened or how they can replicate it. And then oftentimes what can happen is that the medium then becomes actually quite anxious over the situation. Well, all right, yes, that was a wonderful message or whatever that I gave to such and such a person, but how do I repeat it? How does the spirit world then enable themselves to repeat the same cycle? Particularly, of course, if that situation took place in very refined energy or very loving energy being given to the medium via the audience or participation or client situation that they're interacting with. So it will also depend upon those energies too in order to bring a real closure to the situation and a real understanding on all sides as to what exactly is happening. You cannot just take a blanket term and say, oh yes, that's because of this.
So, but is this change, are these changes, because they are happening a lot lately to spirit workers, is this something to do with a big change? I mean, is this something to do with, you know, anything that is like global, universal?
Yes, well, yes, now we need to talk about this because many people are actually allowing this whole situation to run away with themselves and bringing about all kinds of illumination of which there are matters of and evidence of this kind of energy influx, like it's coming from the spirit world in order to manifest it. What I have to say here is that many of these conditions, even if you look at how a people are going to rise up beyond the status of their present knowing. For example, you will see the reverence with which many people adhere to the chance of being able to vote for the person that they want to have in power. Thus, you have many situations which had previously been dictatorial, whereby the people themselves actually realize within themselves that, yes, they can have a voice. They do have a voice. Obviously, places like Zimbabwe, this has not actually materialized. And there are still subjugate disasters and serial beatings and the taking of life in a serial way as well. The whole situation is one of continuing fear. Yet, you have other situations whereby places which were previously quite monastic, really, in their values and their sensitivities toward the outside world, may actually seem to resent on the surface the whole situation of the fabric of education and well-being and understanding for the people, even though that would be the stated cause of why they are there, why they are active for or on behalf of the people of their own country. This, I know, you may say, well, that has nothing to do with our reality and what we're talking about here in a spiritual sense, but actually it does. It goes hand in glove with it, purely and simply because education is the key. It's the key to everything. Absolutely everything. Knowledge must be available to all. That means to say, then, if you have a situation, a state which is dictatorial, are those people going to free their minds if they cannot even free themselves? They have to start at the first place. And part of what you are also seeing then are the actually welcoming and opening of the understanding and the qualities of senses in order for this whole situation to become vibrant and possible. Actually possible. And yet, 10 years ago, perhaps, they would not have even dreamt that it would be possible to walk down the street and for those people to even have a vote or to even be able to do that. It's exactly the same, my dear friend, as what is happening within the spiritual community. And what's happening is that what situations had transpired previously and that many people had thought was gone and wasted away. Oh yes, that was at another time. Don't write anything off. Don't ever think that just because, for example, physical mediumship actually happened over 100 years ago, that it's now dead and buried. It isn't. Making a great deal of resurgence, and there are many teams in the spirit world working at this present time with many physical people in order to bring about a totally different renaissance of this kind of spirit interactivity. That's not to say that it's the only situation, of course not. There are many other conditions of a deep spiritual nature and value which are aligning people, human beings, and physical state to realize their own dreams.
So are these situations where the teams are changing the mediumship?
Yes.
The way that people are working, whatever modality that is?
Yes.
Because for a reason specifically we have to progress, there's an urgency.
Yes.
Because they can, because they need to, because of the atmospheric, the climate and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, because you said before that mediumship is more difficult now with the...
It is.
Cell phones, microwaves, and all of the rest of it.
Quite so.
So I'm talking about ordinary mediumship, healing and everything.
Yes, but I'm not saying, however, though, that is then the end of it. Actually, what is happening is that there are many situations of individuals and groups within the spirit world and within the physical reality and their interaction between the two that they're able to surmount many of these problems. That's the point I'm making. They can overcome them. They just need to work at it. A part of the situation also is that in the past, many mediums had actually rested upon their laurels somewhat and had not progressed. Once they had thought, I'm a platform medium, and that's all they did then. And all of other conditions to do with their developmental processes were just put on hold or slung out. Purely and simply because they thought that they were already developed. Thank you very much.
Well, that still goes on.
I know it does.
So are they changing their way of working as well?
But that's why everyone else needs to constantly keep up.
Raise the bar.
And take up the flow and raise the bar. Exactly so. Because the more that you do that, other people who are still already workers, that they will begin to see, oh, yes, well, they're doing that. And so rather than actually belittling that person and making them feel, oh, well, I couldn't possibly do that. Unfortunately, for those people that actually think that way, they will always think that way until they begin to see differently.
Well, yes.
So some people you simply cannot help. You have to wait for them to wake up.
There are many, many gifts now being unfolded with different forms of mediumship that yes. years ago they would have said was totally impossible.
Yes,
which is excellent,
so.
Obviously.
Yes, particularly, of course, to do with certain forms of mediumship and the very fact that you don't have to sit in a very large circle in order to obtain it.
Mm. Yes.
Right.
Well, in America, they don't really sit in circle.
No.
So what you mean by that is that people develop their mediumship as a group situation, sitting in circle, yes. meditating for the gifts. Yeah. So, okay. So, is there so basically more spirit teams are being, having more input. They're stepping it up in the spirit world so that we can step it up here, basically.
Yes, absolutely so. It still relies, of course, upon physical beings in physical state to meet the challenge.
Mm.
That's part of our sense of why we keep driving or trying to drive home the situation of responsibility and activity. You have to be active, you have to develop, and constantly develop.
So for anybody who's listening, who's having problems with their psychic abilities, mediumship, healing, whatever it is, you would say, don't worry, the change is probably, unless you are doing something totally different, obviously, and you yes. know that, you would know that, if you're having a bad time, stress-related or whatever, and you can't actually tune in like you used to, then that's probably something different. But if you think that you feel that you've been left or something just very different, that not to worry, they shouldn't worry, because it's probably transitory. Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Wonderful.
Question two. There are discussions on souls with a much higher vibration walking amongst us on the earth plane. And she's not talking about ascended masters here, because that's the next question, all right?
I understand.
For example, Mother Teresa lived her life many years before, helping people where she could without personal gain to herself. They are here to help us with the changes we are having.
Yes, one moment.
Okay.
Now, the condition with Mother Teresa, my dears, is simply this. That she had continued to remain open to the insights of her pure, beautiful spirit. So regardless of her physical journey and what she sought and believed, even though that helped her to gain strength in her physical journey, because she had something that she believed in, which she felt would help the many people that she saw who were embattled within their lives. It wasn't just that, so she wasn't a person who was just bringing about a profound religious experience to many other people and repeating her situation of her own religious state. What Mother Teresa was over was caring, was open, completely open to her beautiful, pure spirit, which was why it was that she was of a high vibration, because she was actually, it was like meeting her was like meeting a pure spirit.
Mm.
And what I have to say to each and every one of you is that each and every one of you, when realizing your true spirit's presence within your life, not somebody else's, but your own pure spirit, because it is pure, just as pure as Mother Teresa's, or Jesus, or anyone else. It means that what you have to do is to open up to it. Open the shackles, the doorway of what you have imprisoned with your barriers of thoughts and your closed-minded insight into what you reveal within yourself as merely window dressing, as merely repeating phrases and situations of the past. If you fully come to realize your true beautiful spirit, then in fact no questions would come. There would be no questions and no answers to be given, because you would already be it. Be in that vibration of love and intention. Be in that vibration of now understanding your true energy state. That doesn't mean to say using ego to do that. Oh, I'm a guru now. Or to feel that you have gained that because you have suffered a great deal. She did not suffer a great deal in order to realize her beautiful gift of spirit.
Yes, it's interesting. I mean, it's we actually concentrate. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, it's very noisy, but hello, who is this?
It's Dina. Dina from Miami.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yep.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good, thanks. Yeah.
Good. I've been listening to the show, and what I wanted to ask was, okay, I have a hard time with keeping focused, with working with spirit. And I don't want to have a hard time, and I'm sure lots of other people have the same, you know, the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I wanted to see what is the best thing that I can do for that, because I so want to do much, much more work, but I know I'm not doing.
Yes, but my dear friend, part of what happens to do with this whole cycle is that people become over anxious to do with their work. I want to do so much more, but it's either not coming to me because for some reason people are just not seeing your presence or are not understanding that of your connectivity with spirit, or it's actually, don't forget, friend, because of the whole situation of your financial sector at this present time, very many people are in great difficulty. Therefore, the whole resolution of it is oftentimes mired within the fabrics of financial status and those things of physical life. However, that set aside, what you have to understand also, dear friend, is that the conditions that many people face are to do with their anxiety over their right connection, so that this is, as I said previously within this program, that the whole situation is a balancing act between what you suppose your various guides and helpers are doing at this present time and how they are communicating with you, and you're expecting it to manifest the same every single time, rather than actually just allowing the situation to flow through you, whereby part of what you have to do is, I suppose, an issue of conscious effort, that you make conscious effort in order to make the connectivity, but in doing that, you're actually stopping the connectivity itself by making the conscious effort. So it's as though you are swimming forwards and backwards at the same time and pulling yourself apart in the process. And part of what happens then, of course, is, as we all know, that people just flounder and they become quite upset and actually quite depressed about the unique situation that they thought they had, and lo and behold, various situations of their spirit identity and of their communication skills suddenly goes out of the window. And simply what is actually happening here is that the anxiety process that is being taken on board by the medium, they need to, and you need to, in a sense, it's like you have to let go of it. You have to let go of, you need to get out more, friend. You need to be able to actually blend with the natural situation and not put yourself under so much pressure, because by doing that, you're actually cutting off your own blood supply. And simply, it's creating anxiety within you, within your structure, as well as the actual connectivity with spirit. So my advice to you, dear friend, is to learn to breathe once again.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the thing is, you need to, you do need to have a life away from the spirit work as well, and don't give yourself a hard time about that.
Yes.
Because then you can focus again better then afterwards when you've had your little, you know, when it's a balanced situation. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
I know
because I do worry about that. I feel like I'm not doing enough or, you know, me, I feel like, okay, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to act on it. And I haven't been acting on it. And I know a lot of other people feel that way, too. And it's puzzled me.
Yes, my friend, but really, it is a matter of you giving yourself a hard time unnecessarily. What you need to do is learn to live your life too, little friend. And it's most important that you are happy in what you do, regardless of whether it's for spirit or not. Don't forget, friend, Nina, that actually everything that you do is well recognized by your spirit team as you are acting on in their best interest. So never feel that you are belittling your situation or that you are not doing enough. That, in fact, is totally counterproductive and is meaning, in a sense, that you are wobbling from your truth. And what I'm saying, friend, is you have your truth. And as beautiful as it is, Nina, what you need to do is also experience the physical life because it's important that you connect. It's important that you are grounded. It is important that you have the situations of your life to make you happy. That is, I understand as well, friend, that you gain so much happiness from your connectivity with the spirit world and when you are able to help someone. Just purely the energy change that happens in front of your eyes is, in fact, the illuminate glory that you seek, not for yourself through ego, but for their presence of energy and their birth, if you like, as a being, at recognizing their spirit. That is the point, my friend Nina.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, you know, because you want to do so much for people, for the world in general, etc., it's very frustrating when you feel that you're not doing anything, when you are, because I think we beat ourselves over the head with a big stick unnecessarily. You know, we can't do as much as we want now. Tomorrow we have to nibble away at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I see Captain Paul Watson with the Sea Shepherd, and I see what he's doing, and he has a passion for that. And my passion is to help people, and, you know, and I'm like, hi, I need to do more. But now I understand, just live my life and go, and I will, you know, and thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Go to a party, my friend. You need to do that.
Go to a party. I need a boyfriend is what I need.
Well, my friend, you need friends. That's what you need. So you need to experience the people with the people around you, and you need to go off and enjoy yourselves as a group, as a situation that you can then create within the energy with one another. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, bye-bye.
Thank you. So, love and light, friend. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good, isn't it? Being told you can go to a party by spirit guide.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would.
I can't remember where we'd got to be quite honest there then. There's another part of this question is she was that this group said about Barack Obama.
Yes, babe.
Well, that's quite a change, isn't it? Because actually the question was talking about people walking amongst us who you know,
inspire change.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
She says, is this a coincidence? I think not. What's your opinion?
Absolutely. It's not a coincidence. It's a situation which was, in a sense, just waiting to happen. And that there were many, many people who were looking for a way forward, which was not repeating the same mass, the same surrogate ritualistic practice, which then led them away from life. People realized and recognized that there was something that they needed to express within themselves, but didn't know how to put it together. And it just took three words, didn't it not? Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Absolutely, yes, it did.
And
yes,
that's
but he
all
sprung
that it
up.
Took.
Where did he spring from? We want one. We want one in the UK. We want a Barack Obama in the UK.
Yes, I understand.
I mean,
because of the fact that he actually was a lawyer first and foremost, and was actually an advocate as well for many poor people, means that he understood a great deal about himself as well within that nature.
Hmm.
And also where he came from.
Hmm.
So the whole situation, you see, that was why it added up in the way that it did.
Yes, I mean, he's obviously going to do things that people don't like and make mistakes and all
yes,
the rest of it.
Yes, of course.
It stands to reason.
Yes.
But there is something, you know, there is a spiritual glow, essence, something shining from him that you see in people, certain people, probably Mother Teresa, one of them, probably Princess Di. I think that's what everybody liked about her as well.
Yes.
Her energy.
Yes, absolutely.
Spirit energy.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we're probably talking about, really.
Yes, quite so. And in recognizing what is truth and then saying, yes, I recognize that. It's exactly the same as people who will recognize the people of the Peruvian Amazon rainforest, of their trying to come together, the indigenous peoples trying to come together to stop the influx of the rape of their forest. And it's simple. However, it continues to go unreported, purely and simply because people think that it doesn't matter to them. The fact that the country's president, Garcia, I understand, is extremely touchy, extremely fragile when it comes to ecological understanding. So therefore, the pressure on him should be easy for the rest of the world to bring about and to stop all of this nonsense and to actually treasure the place that they have, the Peruvian rainforest of the upper reaches of the Amazon, should actually be completely protected and should be regarded as a way of generating finance from that complete protection. Simply, what they would need to do would be to open it up to ecological tourists, if you like. And that would give them equally enough finance. The point is that all of this situation takes money away from the place because all that the companies do is go in and exploit it, take away all of the goods and then leave them with nothing and actually do not intend to employ or create harmony for the indigenous peoples that live there. All they want to do is just take it away from them. So it's perhaps a luxury that the rest of the planet is going to have to be able to afford to have. That is, that such places are not created in great antagonism. That's why people like Mr. Obama, people like others, who many, many others, who have great resonance within their teaching, maybe that it's not that you agree with everything that they say, but perhaps there are large parts of it which are generalistic, which then allow others to resonate with what they are doing. The problem is then that when you tend to attract to one person and you resonate with what they're saying, you then take on everything, perhaps.
Yeah.
And then it leaves you without a paddle yourself.
Mm. Yes, absolutely, yeah. Going back to being able to see something about somebody, seeing a spiritual energy, an effervescence, or
yes,
whatever it is. I mean,
yes,
we all, it's an amazing situation. You can meet people, just ordinary people, day to day sometimes, and they make you feel so humble, so wow. You can't stop looking at them and feeling them almost, you know? That is amazing, isn't it? They might not actually know anything about being in touch or in tune with their spirit, but, and obviously, probably, Barack Obama would not, I don't know him, but, you know, I mean, it's, and Mother Teresa, I mean, she wouldn't have actually probably had the description and analogy, not that she thought she was special, but of what you're saying, that she was in tune with the spirit, naturally.
No, I understand that. Although she thought, she felt oftentimes that she was blessed by the whole situation of the Trinity of spirit.
Right.
That was emboldened within her scriptural teaching and understanding.
Mm. Mm.
So that means to say that all of that situation was actually a part of the fabric of her life, but she just simply didn't realize that she was an integral part of it.
Yes.
And was it?
Yes.
It was actually part of a situation that was quite a revelation to her when she passed to our side of life.
Really?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little about that? The meetings. I know you've said before about, you know, obviously that you know her extremely well.
Yes, well, she was actually just really simply elated by the fact of her condition, that because it's not that she passed unhappy. She didn't. She was very happy about her passing. She simply let go. And the conditions of her passing, although widely known, were in fact that she felt a great sense of fulfillment through the journey that she had created. But even more so was when she came to our side of life. Well, she'd been there quite a few times before, and the whole revelation of it, how can I say this? Like, she had created her own absolution. And not that she was absolved of all blame, because she was blameless. She didn't really understand that her energy was so refined that, because she felt that she was just an ordinary person trying to point out the obvious.
What do you mean she'd been there many times before?
I mean that she had been to the spirit world many times before, in her dreaming, in her liaisons with Jesus. Yes, she actually had them.
In her dream state?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's what I mean, you see. These situations all helped to raise her vibration even more.
Absolutely, and made it a profound truth.
Yes. So, but this is what I'm trying to understand. How is it that there are some people you can look at, even if it's on the television,
yes,
or on film, and see, feel their energy, their spirituality oozing out of them?
Yes, even if
they haven't spoken a word.
And even if they do not think that they're spiritual,
yes,
like David Attenborough, for example.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Who regards himself completely as a spiritual.
Mm.
In fact, has nothing to do with it.
Mm.
And yet, undeniably understands that there is something within the life tree of all beings that appears as some kind of a, not just a ritualistic instinctive practice, but something which is beyond the understanding of mind.
So what is it we're looking at then, Gregory, when we are feeling this, sensing this with people?
What we are looking at, my dear friend, is the heart of God. What we are looking at is the energy of the creation of all life, when it really comes to the foreground, comes through the pores of the being. That's why it is when sometimes you look at a person and they appear to sparkle with light coming from within themselves. It makes their skin translucent, almost, to the point that they appear to glow. It's not their aura. It's actually that the energy coming from them creates that.
Mm. It can actually make you feel quite shabby and unworthy being near people like that. I find that it's... do you know what I mean?
Well, I do know what you mean.
A lower mortal. Well, it does. It makes you just... Because they radiate, and it just makes you feel... I don't know, rough around the edges, I suppose.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's only purely and simply because you are not regarding... It's not that these people are regarding themselves in that light.
No, not at all.
But just purely and simply because they are so happy at the energy they are with or that they are creating. Sometimes people who create that kind of energy may not actually live that long.
Really?
In physical times. Yes, really.
How come?
Well, not through the fault of the energy. Not to say that it's a situation that then burns you out quickly or something like that. But it can just happen that way. So, for example, some children who just come out with the most exquisite and beautiful pieces of poetry or gems of communication, that they do so through their beautiful spirit, through their own consciousness, through their illuminated pathway, is simply, just simply, because they are within that moment of divine understanding. They don't practice it or try to be it, they just are. They just recognize and be and speak it. And that's all really that the connectivity that other people have to gain for themselves. It's the understanding that it's not me and that, or me and it. It is just the state of being.
Mm. It's not good enough to just meditate, is it? I mean, and obviously these people probably have never meditated anyway.
Some, probably.
Some have, but...
Yes. Some have given a great deal of prayer to the spirit world for engagement, a great deal of searching, and a great deal of understanding being grappled with and fought over. And for others, it will be that they think none of that at all.
Mm.
And instead just grow like the flower they are.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we've only got 5 minutes left. Oh, 4 minutes left. But but you mentioned children, and the question was, why are we seeing gifted people, in particular children, showing such knowledge and healing people with amazing results, appearing so much more now than ever before?
Well, because there is a degree of desperation from the spirit world. We have to step it up. And that's simply what's happening. So there are more children being born, more spirit being having a physical journey, so that they can carry on with the magnetics of what is being created in the spirit world. It's important, don't you see, that for every reason that you want to save the planet, so does everybody else in the spirit world.
So it's like plan B, really. Okay.
Yes, not just that, because education is a matter for everyone.
Mm.
And so the more that we can create within the context of physical life the connectivity from the spirit world, then the better it's going to be, surely, for all beings and for the survival of all. It's not to say that then it means there's going to be a greater spiritual hub, I suppose. It's not just that. It's also because spiritual state is also needing to be grounded as well. It's not just good enough to purely be fact based on mythology or something like that. It actually has to have intention within the fabric of the society of which you are a part. And for some societies, of course, you'll never gain entry to.
Mm. Yes, and you know, these people who have gifts and that sort of thing, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be with healing, like she says.
Absolutely.
Or like the group says.
Yeah.
You know, that they have such knowledge. Okay, so, and you were talking the other week about the situation to do with, instead of sending armies to war overseas, that we should be sending armies to the rainforest to protect the rainforest.
Yes, absolutely.
So even organizing something like that is exercising your spiritual, shall we say, well, gifts, but no, there's a better, has to be a better word than that.
Yes, and it's not good enough for human beings to turn their backs upon the Amazon rainforest and pretend that it's, oh, well, it's a forest that's lost because it's already started to be infiltrated. That isn't good enough.
Because it was like Nina was saying, you know, about the sea shepherd going out there and doing and them doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's spiritual journey, it's not necessary just to do with the channeling of the energy and in the way that we talk about very often.
No, it's to find
in
new
mediumship.
Ways.
It's new ways. It's Absolutely. Actually being proactive in other ways
yes.
to actually put your foot forward and do something physically as well. That's
being creative.
Yes.
In your physical world.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to believe that life is not, you know, well, the best is yet to come, really. We have
yes,
to believe that the best is yet to come. And
quite so.
That's, if you're working for spirit in that way, that's good too.
Yes.
And I think that's where Nina gets so frustrated as well, you know, and I can totally appreciate that. There's so much to do.
Absolutely. And you feel so small and
yes,
belittled by the whole encompassing project
yes.
of it. It's so vast and large, but... You are not a lone voice, Nina, and nor is anyone else.
Mm.
There are thousands, literally thousands. What you have to do is to make it happen, either with just in the group that you are a part of, and then in the broader aspect of it. Create that knowledge field that is a thirst that others will come and be watered by. These are essential ingredients for the progress of humanity. We have to look forward into the light of love to understand it and be it. God bless.
Thanks, Gregory. Well, thank heavens for BBS anyway and
absolutely
being
so.
Able
yes.
to air all of these wonderful programs.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us on Spirit's Work. So my name is Sylvie Avery, and until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.